I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Selma police have arrested a man after three people were shot in Selma's Oasis Tabernacle Church yesterday. 26-year-old James Jr. Minter is being held without bond at the Dallas County Jail. He's accused of shooting his former girlfriend, their one-month-old son, and the church pastor during services yesterday. Authorities believe Minter was most likely upset about a recent breakup and visitation issues with his son. The 24-year-old woman and her one-month-old baby were both rushed to Birmingham for medical treatment. The woman remains in critical condition. Minter has been charged with three counts of attempted murder. A preliminary court hearing is scheduled for this afternoon at the Dallas County Courthouse. Tomorrow is National Voter Registration Day. As fall draws closer, people all around Alabama are signing up to vote. More and more are able to do so online. Voters can download the registration form instead of going to an office. Alabama's Secretary of State John Merrill says there are a number of requirements you have to fulfill in order to cast a ballot in this state.
In order to be registered to vote, you have to have your identification to show where you are actually living. You must be a citizen of the United States. You must be 18 years of old. You could not have been convicted of a disqualifying felony.
All citizens that meet those requirements are highly encouraged to register to vote this month. The Alabama Crimson Tide found themselves considerably lower in the polls after Saturday night's loss to Ole Miss. Alabama fell from number 2 to number 12 in the AP poll, and Ole Miss jumped 12 spots from 15th to 3rd. The Rebels beat Alabama 43-37 despite losing in time of possession, total yardage, and first downs. Alabama head coach Nick Saban says the difference in the game was turnovers.
We've outgained them 2-1 and played almost twice as many plays and didn't finish drives, and turnovers just kill you. I don't know if there's anybody that we could beat if we're going to give away 31 points. I really don't.
Alabama turned the ball over five times in that game, including three interceptions and two fumbled kickoff returns. Auburn fell out of the AP top 25 altogether after their 45-21 loss to LSU. The Tigers will take on Mississippi State on Saturday. Alabama will have a chance to retool against the University of Louisiana Monroe. And the city of Montgomery is beginning to equip its police force with body cameras. Those cameras were deployed to nearly 50 officers last week, and Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says they hope to have 300 officers wearing cameras by October 1st. Chief Finley says that dashboard cameras have been extremely useful in the past, and he thinks the mobility and versatility of body cameras will allow his police force to be more transparent. Now your forecast.
Good Monday morning to you all. Clouds for central and southern Alabama this morning with an isolated chance for a shower this afternoon just in South Alabama as a weak cold front treks across the state. Overall, though, plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures returning to the 80s for the majority of the state. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.